This is the audio of WFYI's latest small studio session. You can find the video of the rooftop recording at wfyi.org/small studio. Support for small studio sessions is provided by Sun King Brewing.
Brothers Footman,
yeah.
on the roof,
shooting
a small studio
on the roof.
Dope. It's the first time for everything. Just want to tell y'all, it's a beautiful day out here in downtown Indianapolis.
We having a good time.
And before we keep this ball rolling, we got to do one thing we like to do. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready.
One, two, three, switch!
Yeah. Now, what that means is that the two talented brothers get to switch instruments, and the other two pretty brothers are just going to stand here. That's what that means.
Just a little more time with you is all I could ever ask. Just a little more time with you is all I could ever ask. I wish I could make time stop when I'm hanging with you. I know I get a little crazy, baby, when I get a taste of you too. Ooh, I know you need me. I know you need me. I know you're looking at me like I see you. Yeah, I know you need me. I know you need me. I know you're looking at me like I see you. You got a fever, baby.
Fever.
Oh, you got the fever, fever now, girl.
Fever. Oh, yeah.
What's that mean again? Say it for me.
I'ma look pretty right
there
now.
There it is. That's what. There it is.
And we about to hop in this vehicle and head somewhere. So we're going to need everyone to make sure you have your arms inside the vehicle as we're moving. We about to head downtown. Are y'all ready for that?
Let's we ready. Do it.
Let's do the dang on thing then.
Uh-oh. Indy 500.
They ready.
They ready.
One, two, three. I don't go downtown. Cause I like feeling the sun. I put my work down, down. Cause I like it when my day is done. I don't singing your favorite song. Yeah. From riding bikes on a dirt road, to windows down on my drive home. My favorite song's on the radio, but I'd rather turn it off if I can
play for you, sing for you. Yeah.
Watching movies at the drive-in. We at the lake, so let's dive in.
Driving.
And we gon' keep simply doing we, cause we can't keep growing this
L-O-V-E downtown. Cause I like feeling the sun. I put my work down. I like it when my day is done. I don't go fast, no. I like getting along. And the best is seeing your face.
Thank you.
We got time for one more. All right, let's do water. Take them on now. Holler at them, Sauce.
All right. So before we jump into this song called Water, I have to do this.
Yeah.
Finally, the brothers have made it to the small studio.
Yeah.
All right. So this next song we're about to jump into is called Water. And I hope everybody out there is staying hydrated. But just another sip of water that you can sip on too sometimes. And we just gonna dive in on this one, fellas. Let's get 'em.
Background. Oh, girl, please take me to your water. Baby,
man. I'm swimming and I don't care if I drown. I don't really care if I drown. If you gon' take this fight with me, then we ain't got to never come down.
Make sure you check us out on all social media at TBF. I mean, the Brothers Women. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed this, man.
And now, WFYI's Kyle Long talks with the Brothers Footman.
Thank you guys for being here. Amazing performance,
as usual.
Thank you for having
us.
First off, do you want to go around and introduce yourselves to everyone?
Yeah, I'm Dikembe.
And I'm Sauce on the bass.
Bubby on the drums.
G-Man on the keys.
Yeah, and family is a big part of this group. You guys are biological brothers.
Yes, you grew
up playing music together. You come from a lineage of great musicians. Dude. Your father and uncles are, in my opinion, sort of like underground legends here in the Indianapolis scene.
That's what's happening.
Tell me about the family aspect of this band and the music you make.
Well, if you can't play or sing, you're not really in the family. You just get to sit on the sidelines and eat after everybody else.
They be like, get that boy a test.
Right?
No, but we just grew up like every, you know, regular holiday that people have when they're cooking, we're cooking and playing music and singing. So it was always.
We would always have a concert after dinner.
Somebody gets full, somebody starts singing, and it's like, we're going to move downstairs, and that's the rest of the night.
Somebody start humming, what key is that?
Right.
No, Uncle Gene told me if I had to ask what key it was in, I wasn't a real guitar player.
Yeah. See, that's conversation.
I'm serious. I went to practice after Thanksgiving dinner a couple years ago. I was like, I got to get this together.
And someone asked me earlier, how long has this band been together? And I said, I think since birth, you guys grew up playing and singing together, right, with your family?
Well, in choirs and stuff at church, but we never were just the four of us. Even when we started the Brothers Footman, we were singing and we had guys playing until they didn't want to come to practice or show up to shows on time. So then we nixed that and figured out how to play it and sing it ourselves. So technically, we've really only been a band of four of us for like 3 years.
Two and a half, 3 years, something like that. We just had to make it work. Like you said, people wasn't showing up. And we're like, well, we know we're not going to let each other down. So, let's go ahead and just nip this in the bud.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. Is it easier or more difficult to be in a family band? Because you're bringing in like sibling rivalries and all sorts of.
I mean, that actually is healthy in this band. And the way we were brought up, man, we just don't have them kind of problems. We just don't. Like, if we're upset with each other, we go to our corners and leave it and come back and work it out, because we only argue about trying to make the show better.
So,
that's the only time we really get into it.
My real rivalry is checking out this new lick I've been working on.
Like, and then you go home and be like, yeah, I got something.
Right, like that's.
yep.
And I want to go back to March of this year. You were getting ready to release your new single, Bang. Incredible track.
Thank you.
Then COVID hits, right? Mm-hmm. And everything's put on hold indefinitely. How has COVID and the shutdown affected your lives as professional musicians?
Oh man.
Well, man, it just made shows.
right.
Man, like, we couldn't go anywhere. We had like a pop out right the weekend before they shut everything down. And it was our last show. And it kind of slowed us down as far as getting out, but I mean, it gave us some more creative time to hone our crafts and definitely try some new ideas in the studio. So we got some new music we've been working on as well. Besides Bang, y'all got to check that out. It's crazy.
Yeah, make sure you check that out on
so good
all social media. But yeah, like you said, we just refocusing on our sound, on our dynamics, just to make it that much crispier before we go and get back out and doing shows and things like that. So we just, it was a bummer, you know what I'm saying? Because we had shows and we're still getting shows as the pandemic's happening. But as far as like us just honing in on our sound, you know, to get it to be the best.
And this has been a tough year for a lot of people. We're dealing with loss and illness and economic problems brought on by the COVID crisis. There's political and social upheaval in the streets. At times like this, what role does music have in your lives in times of uncertainty and anxiety that we're experiencing now?
Man, music is like medicine right now. It feels like it's the only place where you go where there's sanity, because everything else is crazy. Everything else is crazy. And it's like music is the only place we can go where people aren't looking across the line like, I don't like you, you don't like me. It's the one place where we all still fit right now. And so that, to me, music has just been my medicine since this whole thing broke down.
Yeah.
And I referenced your new single, Bang, right? And like all the music you create, there's a mix of very different sounds on that track. There's kind of a hip-hop foundation, and then you're adding the acid Jimi Hendrix guitar solos.
He said
mix.
Jimmy, that's my man.
Hit it in the right direction.
You've used the term summer music to describe your approach to putting sounds together. Tell folks what that means, summer music.
It means taking some of this and some of that, whatever inspires you.
But none of that. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, none of that.
You're not taking none of that.
But, you know, whatever inspires you, don't limit yourself as far as saying, well, this is a country record or this is a this particular record. Let the music dictate what it is. You know, just make it good or not good.
Right. Good music.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear his voice change when he said hot. Country record? Did you hear that?
You make a country record. Yeah, I heard
country
it.
Record.
You know, country record, you know,
and
down there in Tennessee.
You guys started out with a really strong country influence. Is that still part of the new music you're creating?
Oh, it definitely is, because our uncles were heavy into country. They really loved it, coming from, you know, South Carolina. Shout out.
Shout out.
But we like to just, we want to put as much of everything as we can into a song without it being too muddled. So we didn't want people to think we were strictly country, because we're not. We were city kids, but we were 5 minutes from the country, so we had a lot of country friends. So we, you know what I'm saying?
Eating berries off the tree?
We was right there. Like, we did country stuff, but we didn't live all the way in the country. Plus, our family was from the country, so we were raised country even though we were in the city.
Yep.
Definite yes ma'ams and yes sir.
Right.
If I see family right now and you don't say that, I'm 40. And it's trouble.
They're still going to check you.
I'm just, it's serious stuff.
And as far as the country aspect,
we just want to incorporate a little more of everything it is that we got.
I would say with the country aspect, we utilize the storytelling that country music usually, you know, brings to the forefront. We like the for something to make sense, not just to be a lot of random things.
Hit that rebound, Rodman.
Right. If this song is about a sad dog, let it be about the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it make sense.
And the first time I met you all, you told me you played a lot of gigs outside of Indiana.
Yeah.
And I got the sense that you may have felt your music didn't really have a place here in the local Indianapolis scene. But since I've talked to you, that's been a little while ago.
Yeah, that's changed.
Things have changed for you. You've played gigs for Peyton Manning, David Letterman. Seems like you're getting a lot of gigs now. Have things changed for you? Do you feel like there's a place here for your music?
Anybody?
I'd say yes. It's growing here, the home base. Bro always says, like, that prophet, he always has to go off to prove himself before he's able to come home with that that stance and feet, like, yeah, I can do this. And in a way, that was we're battleground tested. We've been as far west as San Francisco, as far east as New York, as far south as Dallas, all doing music. And it was all a first for all of us, which was, it was great. But, you know what I mean, people have put their ear to us, and we are making unions here in the city to be able to bring what we love to do it here for the people that we grew up with. So
finally, I wanted to ask about your live performances. When you guys play live, you pull out every trick to win the audience over.
Good.
And it's really exciting and fun to watch you play. The last time I saw you perform live, you were playing the theme from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You played the Friends theme. And in the middle of it all, you're including your original music. And, I mean, you just get the crowd on your side. Tell me about your approach to performing live?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to a club or a nightclub bar or something, the DJ's playing some music. He kind of knows what the crowd likes. You can kind of feel off their energy. So we kind of, we do it. We know we have a few things in our wheelhouse that we'll definitely pull out. But we like to have a good time. So we'll get some people on the floor, and then we're going to sneak one of ours in. And we're going to keep the party going.
That's right.
And we gonna sneak. So it's like, yeah, we like to play like DJ with a live band sometimes.
Thank you again. It's right always on. Incredible to hear you perform and hear the harmonies and the interplay between all of you. Appreciate it.
Thank
Big you. Fan of what you do. Thank you.
Right on, man.
Thank you guys for having us. Thank you.
Support for Small Studio comes from Sun King Brewing.